Start walking west towards Penlisle Road.
Look around you. What do you see? Houses? Roads? Street signs? Long ago, none of this existed. Originally, this was nothing but forest, meadows, and rivers stretching as far as the eye could see. This was the territory of a Native American tribe called the Lenni Lenape, West Windsor's first inhabitants. The fog of time obscures the precise origin of the Lenni Lenape, whose ancestors came here thousands of years ago.
However, we do know that they were a loose band of neighboring tribes connected by a common Algonquin language.
Their territory stretched from West Connecticut all the way to Delaware.
This land, called the Lenape Hokink, was the domain of the Lenni Lenape, whose name loosely translates to original or common person.
The Lenape were not one big tribe. Instead, there were numerous independent tribes, each featuring distinct and vibrant histories, customs, and cultures. However, there were many commonalities. The Lenape did not traditionally recognize individual land ownership and instead maintained their territory cooperatively.
Their chieftains listened to the guidance of a council of elders and followed their tribe's collective will.
Men were traditionally responsible for clearing land, hunting, fishing, and fighting, while women farmed, gathered fruit and nuts, built houses, made clothing and furniture, took care of the children, and prepared meals. The Lenape grew maize, hunted wildlife, gathered wood and berries, fished in creeks and rivers, and harvested shellfish at the shore. They produced pottery, baskets, clothing, weapons, and tools. They also used waterways for transportation and established an elaborate network of footpaths across the land long before roads like the one you're walking along were built. Perhaps most importantly, the Lenape were peacekeepers who negotiated treaties with their neighbors. However, they defended themselves if necessary. The Lenape saw the earth and sky forming a spiritual realm of which they were a part. Spirits called Manitou inhabited the natural world and could be found in animals, rocks, plants, or clouds. Perhaps you're walking by a Manitou right now. The Lenape also believed in a master spirit, always present and all-powerful, but rarely felt. Religious leaders performed rituals to influence weather, cure ailments, and ward off danger. Many places in New Jersey were named after the Lenape. For example, the Raritan tribe resided around the present-day Raritan River. Most important to us, however, is the Assapink tribe, who live in the greater Trenton area, including West Windsor. The Assapink Creek, running through the southern portion of our town, was named after them, and the Lenape language means a rocky, watery place. Although European explorers encountered the Lenape as far back as the 1520s, permanent ties in New Jersey weren't established for another century.
In 1624, the Dutch founded the colony of New Netherland, centered around its capital, New Amsterdam, what we know now as Southern Manhattan.
This colony also included much of New Jersey and portions of other states. Their main European competitors in New Jersey were settlers from Sweden and Finland, who in 1638 established a colony called New Sweden along the lower Delaware River. Both societies were eager to trade with the natives. The Lenape were significantly more powerful than their European counterparts at first, mainly because they far outnumbered the colonists for most of the 1600s and were much more familiar with the land. The Lenape frequently dictated who settled where, preferring that European activity be limited to trade. The Lenape incorporated European technology and artifacts into their lifestyles, and the Europeans saw opportunity for economic and political prosperity through their relationship with the natives, whom they called the Delaware. But peace was not a constant. In 1631, the Lenape massacred the Dutch Swannendale settlement in southeastern Delaware after a misunderstanding over property that left a Lenape chief dead by the hands of his own tribe's people.
In 1643, William Kieft, Director General of New Netherland, ordered an attack on Lenape fleeing from the Iroquois and sheltering in Pavonia around what we now know as Jersey City and Hoboken.
This Pavonia massacre killed dozens of Lenape men, women, and children and sparked a two-year-long war. Conflict continued between indigenous communities and European settlers through the 1600s, especially in the northern Munsee Territory around New York. In 1664, England annexed New Jersey, setting the stage for the 1682 arrival of William Penn, famed Quaker, founder of Pennsylvania, and one of West Windsor's first European landowners. William Penn was a staunch supporter of peace and promoted friendly relations with the Lenape. However, within a few years, thousands of European settlers also arrived. The Lenape, along with the Dutch, Finns, and Swedes, were soon outnumbered and found themselves in frequent dispute over land possession. This was especially strange to the Lenape, who had been sole inhabitants of this region just a few generations prior. While William Penn himself maintained good relations with his indigenous neighbors, many others did not. In fact, Penn's own sons were involved in the 1737 Walking Purchase, which robbed the Lenape of over 1 million acres of land in eastern Pennsylvania when colonial authorities claimed to have discovered an agreement letting them have as much land as they could walk in a day. The most devastating thing the colonists brought were their diseases, which the Lenape had no immunity to. Smallpox, influenza, measles, and others killed thousands of Lenape. By the 1700s, although the Lenape were still politically sovereign, their status in their homeland was tenuous. Many youths felt that they were being punished by the spirits for maintaining contact with Europeans and wanted to fight back. They were often resisted by their elders, who recognized their delicate situation. Many Lenape joined French forces against the British during the Seven Years' War, while others remained neutral or even fought for the British. The American Revolution similarly split Lenape allegiance. Amid this pressure, many Lenape left their homeland for good. From the 1720s onward, countless tribes sold their land to the colonists and moved westward, largely to Pennsylvania, New York, the Midwest, and Canada.
Some were further forced onto reservations by federal and state governments.
By the early 1800s, only a fraction of the Lenape remained in New Jersey. Those who stayed retained some political autonomy and attempted to practice traditional ways of life, although some converted to Christianity. For the most part, they maintained nonviolent relationships with the colonists. Despite their proximity, the indigenous and colonial populations largely considered themselves politically and legally distinct. Still, as the United States developed, national indigenous rights were often ignored and abused. It was not until 1879 that a U.S. federal court recognized Native Americans as people protected by federal law. It took until 1924 for many Lenape to be declared citizens of the United States. And in 1978, upon the enactment of the American Indian Religious Freedom Act, many traditional religious ceremonies and beliefs were finally protected. But make no mistake, despite Lenape exodus from their homeland centuries ago, they are not entirely gone. Three federally recognized Lenape tribes still exist in Oklahoma and Wisconsin. Three others are recognized at the state level, one in Delaware and two in New Jersey. Several other unrecognized tribes exist across the country. And Canada also recognizes three tribes in Ontario. Ancient tradition is fervently kept alive. Annual powwows, food, dance, music, and craft festivals reveal the continuity of customs and beliefs. Community charities provide social welfare for their members. There are efforts to revitalize the old language. And of course, many descendants continue to fight for indigenous rights to this day.
So, is there anything Lenape that relates to West Windsor specifically beyond the Assunpink Creek?
Well, yes. Artifacts like arrowheads are still found along some of our town's waterways. Various archaeological sites have also been discovered.
West Windsor is also home to Tatamy Swamp, wetlands between Clarksville and North Post Roads, which were possibly the final home of Moses Tatamy, a prominent Lenape peacekeeper who settled numerous land and intercultural disputes in the mid-1700s.
And most relevant to this tour, in 1703, two Lenape named Hapo Hakona and Toloman sold hundreds of acres of southern West Windsor to David Lyle, an English goldsmith and contemporary of William Penn's. In the next section of this tour, we will talk more about William Penn and David Lyle, two of our town's earliest landowners who represented the transition from Lenape country to European acquisition. When you reach Penn Lyle Road, stop there and play the next chapter to learn more from William Penn himself.